Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Let you know we appreciate it. So we let you know you could win anywhere else. For hanging out with us in Jesus' way, we appreciate it. We appreciate the broadcast. People from all over listening in the world, we appreciate you also. Stay with us on the broadcast.
Amen.
Lord is blessing. I'll bless you to hear of his word and to do it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now let us pray. I'm going to the word. I got to let your word today, but I'll be through a good time. Father, we thank you, every head bowed, every eye closed. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. You are God. You're God alone. You're the God that made the heavens and the earth. You're the God that sent his only begotten Son that we may live to see the tree of life. Blessed is thy word on today. Your word, bless it. Remove me out of the way, but let your word go forth on this week. We need the word. Encourage us as we go through the week with your word. And bless every last one of us that's in this house. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it was told to me the 400-year curse was over in 2019. Today is the 7th year after. That means complete. Now, you should start seeing blessings. You should start expecting blessings. Forget this poverty mess.
That's right.
Get all what you don't have and start looking at God for what he's going to give you.
Yep.
And you have to believe. Because if it's the 7 year, that means we come out on top. America is in a shift.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all can see it. That's why Trump and all them devils up there doing they doing, but because it's everything will be turned over to us.
Yeah.
It's our time now.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But you got to believe.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You've got to believe. So if you need more faith, pray.
That's right.
And ask God, let him know. We out of the 400-year curse. We're into 7 years. It's complete now. And we're ready to receive what you have for us. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. We're going to get some. So there's a shift in the air. There's a shift.
Glory.
For a thought today. Because Jesus paid it all to all the good Christ. John 19:30, don't go away. I got the scriptures. I'm going to get to it. They're going to be in the text. 1 Corinthians 6:20, Isaiah 53:5-6, Romans 5:8, 1 Peter 1:18-19.
Sean the Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009. For over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
Saints, we live in a world where everything has a price. Education has a price. Success has a price. But there is one debt no human being could ever afford to pay. That is the debt for sin. No amount of money could erase it. No amount of good deeds could cancel it. No amount of church attendance could cover it. You can come to church, I don't know how many times you want to. If you don't receive Jesus, you just come to church. But I would never come to church and stay up at the church without ever getting saved, because I wouldn't want that to count against me when I pass over on the other side. I don't want the Lord to say, no, I ain't no well done with you, because you came into the house all these years and you did not accept my Son, who I gave to you for your sins. You stayed in your sins all your life. You stayed in your sin. Come into my house, faking and shaking again.
Yep.
Now, this is payday for you. But I came to announce some good news today.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
Yes, he did.
Ultimate price. We hung on the cross and cried out, "It is finished." John 19:30. He wasn't saying, "I don't finish." He was saying the debt is finished. The payment is complete. The debt we cannot pay. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin is not just what we do. It's what we were without Christ. Sin separates. Enslaves. Any of you have been enslaved by sin?
Of course.
Yes.
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 Yes, Lord.
Just put your hand up if you've been enslaved by sin.
Yes. 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 Oh, yes.
Sin will have you so bound. Ask me how I know. I was bound. I was bound to cocaine. I was bound to weed. I was bound as a young kid, 15, trying to sell, which I was selling heroin. I was bound messing with them young ladies. You know how to make them young ladies get bound. And young women coming up at my age. I had no business sleeping with a girl at 12 years old. Once you go to the water, you're going back to get another drink. Sin demands payment. Romans 6:23 declares, "The wage of sin is death." That word wages means something earned. You done earned enough sin that you're going to feel the effects of it. This is saying we got to really put in our minds, especially if we're in a position to come to the house of the Lord, where the Lord is offering us salvation. Then you have to just receive it. You receive it at home.
Yes.
You receive it wherever you are.
Yes.
But don't leave this life without receiving.
Amen.
You know, we had an old saying. Y'all know the saying. You better check yourself or you wreck yourself.
Yes.
I ain't wrecking myself.
All right.
You better look at your own life. Nobody else. I hear people, "Oh, you know, did you hear about Lil John? What about Lil John? Man, Lil John got caught up after he saved. And he's sleeping around with all these girls and messing with this dope." And you got one chance.
Yes, you do.
You know, gave all of us many, 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 many chances.
Yes, he did.
Amen?
Yes.
But some of us woke up and raised up and said, "Lord, I receive this."
Yes, huh?
Walk with me, talk with me.
Yes.
Stand by me.
Every day.
I hear you. Teach me how to live.
Yes, right.
Teach me to hear your voice. Lord, I'm willing, I give up all. Follow you. From Adam to now, the count kept growing. Generational sin. Now let me tell you something about this generational sin. This by faith. If you had ancestors, whoever was back all the way back, they did some hideous things. When you pray and ask God to get rid of that generational sin that's on you, you got to believe it.
Yeah.
Some of us learned how to go to the courts of the Lord, which is a real good way. But you got to believe by faith that God has removed it from you and your family, from your life. Generation sin in my family was alcohol.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing how I really didn't like drinking. Let me show y'all thing. I used to go sometime. I remember this one time. My brother Larry, he definitely was an alcoholic. They called him Too Sweet. I was with him drinking. Well, he was drinking under the table. You know, I remember just about the last time when I was about to say, I'm done with drinking. Went out to drink that evening and had a ball, I guess. Woke up that next morning. I'm in bed with a lady I don't even know. I'm telling y'all, look, I done been, I'm telling y'all some real talk. There ain't no fake in this game. Yeah. Now, got up, I looked. She said, want me to walk into the door? I said, no, no, I got it. I didn't want nobody to see me with that girl. I call myself a playboy. Now, talk to me, man, I don't even go back to her house. She said, you don't remember? No, I don't remember. He said, you had a blackout. I said, what's a blackout? You drink so much, you can't remember. I said, honey, I ain't fooling with that stuff to me no more. I'm going to drink. Secrecy. Y'all act like y'all don't be tipping in the dark. Y'all be tipping in the dark. Tipping in the dark, man. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom. I heard my mama say, What she said? You been stepping in the dark, man. Pretty soon you gonna pay. Yeah. Dunna, dunna. Y'all be no
way. They don't pass it, that's war. Okay, that's the name of the group.
But y'all act like we ain't never get that. See, we have to be honest with you, let the young folks know, those that don't know God, and those that need, we have to let them know. Look, we get all that. But you don't. So we praying for you now that you're going to thank the Lord.
Amen.
Open sin. Open sin is kind of bold. When you don't care. And your wife at home, you run into folks, who are y'all? That's my cousin. You lying, that's your cousin. Don't be like my father. My father had his girl at home. And he told his girl that the young lady need to stay with was his cousin.
Yeah, right.
That girl wasn't no cousin to us at all. Mm-hmm. He called his name was Chute Delacro. Boy, that man was a trip. He had two women in the same house. I said, that's what he told me. He told me that was his cousin. I said, boy, Papa, I'm a blind dog. And he was alcoholic. God took that curse from me. He took it from me. I didn't have to go deal with that one. Even when it came down to women. He stopped me in my tracks.
Hallelujah.
Said, you either gonna have one wife.
That's it.
And you better only have one.
That's right.
And you better keep that one.
Right?
Just to stay safe.
All right. No girlfriend on the side.
I can do it. Nothing.
No creeping out at night.
Nothing.
All right. Okay.
I'm at home with dog here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you better be.
Yeah. What is Danielle over there talking about?
All right.
Oh, no.
You dead.
Here goes one. Religious sin. Let's do this. Religious sin is defined as a deliberate.
A what?
Deliberate. Violate divine law of transgression. Against moral codes or a willful rejection of God's will. That's you telling God, I don't care if they say, I ain't going to do all what them saved folks do. You need to shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you're about ready to get in trouble.
Yeah, you
will. Hey, listen, I'll be at church with them. I am definitely shouting, speaking in tongues, whatever they be doing. Don't be like me. I went to the hospital. Wasn't saved years ago. They asked me what was my religion. I cussed them out.
Oh, my.
They were looking strange. Don't ask me nothing about that. But my words wasn't that.
Right.
Don't ask me nothing about that stuff. I don't believe in all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I was an atheist.
Okay.
She was looking at me just as strange. She don't know I was bound and I actually believed that it wasn't no God.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't brought up in the church.
Uh-huh.
That's why, let me tell you something. Y'all, you got kids? Y'all make them kids come to y'all to church to hear something about the Lord.
Amen.
Something may prick them as they get older and change their life.
Amen.
Yes.
And you grow up young, that Danielle, was just, she been born. Some of y'all got been born here in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't neglect that, your kids. Brand new little kid. Really, she get up and shout, rip and shout today. If you're doing something, bam! Bam!
That was not the store hour. That was not the store hour.
There goes Danielle now. She loves the Lord.
Amen.
We have to make her come to church. She beat us coming to church. Okay, so we're talking about religious. It represents an action, thought, or state of being that separate individuals from the divine often, described as a missing the mark or rebellion. Religious sin is rebellious sin. Key aspects include broken relationship with God.
Okay.
Have y'all met anybody that ever told you, me and God ain't doing it? Ain't working with that with God. I remember one time, I don't say no name, I got to be in a blank.
All right.
We had a young lady in church, mm-hmm. and she broke up with this guy, and I guess he was just that mad. On the walls out there, he wrote B-I-T-C-H on our walls. And we didn't know about this. Somebody called it, was on Facebook. Y'all seen on Facebook about the church? What are you talking about? Came up here and look. He wrote it. So, pray about it. He went to Bishop Daniels about this. But I go to him and see it. I said, Bishop, this man don't know me.
Okay.
I see he came, he wrote that word on the church. Bishop knew I was going.
Okay.
Bishop, he don't know me. Bishop, don't tell me. Bishop looked at me. You don't know me, Bishop.
Okay.
Come right on the church like that.
All right.
He said, this is Pastor Coleman. Give it to the Lord.
All right now.
I said, I'm gonna give him to the Lord. I'm not lying, y'all. I'm gonna find this fella.
Okay.
I'm gonna show him what he did and who he did it to.
All right.
Get him to the church. Watch this. I prayed.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, word got back to me. I didn't even talk to the guy on the phone. I said, man, do you know what you're doing? Did he get smart enough? He said, I said, man, you messing up God. And he says to me, man, God don't have no problem. I said, you writing on the church like tonight, you do got one with God.
All right.
Well, man, you know. I said, that young lady ain't got nothing to do with what you writing on the wall. That's between you and her.
Yeah.
Young girl. That brother got back to me and said, man, I'm gonna send somebody up there to get that stuff off that church. Everybody said it because his friend had died right after that.
Uh-huh.
And they got next to him, woke him up, God was letting you know. He had died, but it's different. Uh-huh. He's not, now he's in the frenzy.
Yeah. Okay.
But I said, you late, we already cleaned it up. I'm gonna send somebody. We good. Whenever somebody do something to you, they're doing it against the church.
Because
we are the living church.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez & Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
Key aspects include broken relationship with God, neighbors with potential for atonement, religious sin, idolatry, putting money before God, social status or other desires before God, blaspheming God's name or speaking irrelevant about sacred things. Y'all know how to do that? I told you, growing up, thought I was slick. Had my curls with a girl. Well, I worked hard to get them curls. Messed up all my shirt. I know the girls were going to be looking. I thought I was something. You know, my brother was too sweet. I watched him play with women. I thought, I'm going to get in this game here. Shake it, hey girl, I wasn't nothing but a bag of chips. Wasn't even that.
All right now.
The devil got a way of tricking you.
Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus.
Immorality acts like death, lying, murder, or adultery. Disobedient rebellion, knowing, defiant. Religious law or commandments. Transgression going beyond the limits of divine law.
All right, now.
Iniquity, immoral or grossly unfair behavior. Trespass, direct violation of moral or divine commands. Refusal to comply with divine will. Lack of respect for God. Or sacred things. General term for action contrary to divine will, a practice, behavior, or habit generally considered immoral or sin. Commonly in Christian context, sins are categorized as mortal, serious, separating from God, damaging but not destroying the relationship. Go back to our text. I wondered about that religious sin. I said, I gotta read this. I went and looked it up. I said, wow, this is religious sin? People don't know, especially to us coming to the church house, we ought to be more attention to how we live.
Amen.
I ain't talking about nobody else. And I know sometimes people, you know, something. He ain't talking about something, something, something. He ain't talking about you.
Amen.
That's you. Let me look at your sister do right. And you do it wrong.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
It's about you. A former pastor used to always say, I know Michelle Howard, know people way back with her pastor, Superintendent Lewis. And he should get up and he should say, I want y'all to stop and take a look at yourself.
Amen.
And turn around and see how you living in the world.
All right.
I never forgot how they pounded that in me. I don't look at nobody. Look, it's like when the teacher was teaching this morning, she let us know that sometimes you're going to make a mistake.
Yes,
ma'am. But you can't stand that mistake.
Amen.
You cannot stay in that. You got to get up and you got to get out of there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The word glory means honor, praise. Oh, let me make sure I've got the right text. I got so many messages. It's a shame. I had time. Just overdropped them on me.
All
right. It was almost like I was getting down. You could be talking and I'd get something from you just talking. Something you've been saying.
All right. Yeah,
put in my spirit.
Amen.
All right, we're going to move on now. I'm in the right place. And no one can stop the interest from piling up. You owe a debt. And if you study sin without repenting, you are in a bad shape.
Amen.
You better pray that you don't leave here.
Okay.
The law could expose sin, but it couldn't erase sin.
All right. Amen.
Sacrifice could cover sin, but not remove sin. We were spiritually bankrupt, standing for a holy God with nothing to offer. The price Jesus was willing to pay, Isaiah 53:5 said, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. Y'all know the rest.
Amen.
Jesus didn't die accidentally.
Okay.
He didn't die tragically. He died intentionally.
Amen.
Nails in his hand. Nails in his feet. A crown of thorns on his head. A spear in his side. And still he stayed. Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Hallelujah.
Not when we got it together. Not when we clean ourselves up. And by the way, you can't clean yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who told you that? And then this is what the enemy, he really showed this. I'm going to come to church. I wish I could get myself together. What should I do? You kidding me? You're going to get yourself together. You can't be all smoking that weed every day like you smoke. How you going to get yourself together?
All right. Amen, amen.
Truth be told, only God can. Not when we got it together. Not when we cleaned ourselves up. Not when when we proved we were worthy. While we were still broken, he paid the price. He reminds us in 1 Peter 1:18-19, you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ.
He paid. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Not with money.
Hallelujah, the blood.
Not with influence. Not with anger. He paid his blood. It is finished. The debt canceled.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus said it is finished, the Greek word is Teletai, meaning it is finished. It's Greek. It was a marketplace term that means paid in full. Stamped across your life. Don't touch it. Look at your neighbor and say, it was paid in full. It's paid in full. Come on, give God some glory. Y'all know when that bill get paid.
Thank you.
I paid that bill.
He did. Thank you, Jesus. He did it again.
Now he is one.
He did it again.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, he did.
Yes.
Past sin paid in full.
All right.
Yeah.
Everything I be in my whole life up until this very moment. Whenever you start always going back in your past,
wrong.
My uncle Rick, go. Y'all quit going back in the past.
Hallelujah.
Leave your past behind.
That's what it is.
It's already forgotten with God.
You can't change.
Let me forget with you.
Leave it behind.
Present sin.
Hallelujah.
When I cut somebody out the other day, now, when I went off on somebody the other day. Now, this is the one the church. The church really needs to deal with this one. The church don't deal with this one. But what the church don't do, I have to do.
All right now.
Because some of us have been married a couple of times.
Alright.
Future sins. Amen. What you mess up this couple of weeks?
Faithful.
And what are you always talking about? You've been married twice a week. Why the church don't take all that? And that's paying in full. What you talking about? Oh, well, you know, you're married enough. You don't know, George. You didn't practice.
Yes, sir.
It was paid already for you.
Amen.
But they don't. Miss Young, Sister Doom. But sometimes it hit and miss. It says it in the word. So here you go. Then she says, well, she's still married to that man. Don't even know. Oh, so she got one husband that broke up, but then she got another, and she's still married. That don't even sound right.
Okay.
That sounds right to you.
And they got a divorce.
It don't sound right to me.
They got a divorce.
But tell me why they said, past, present, and your sins already covered through the blood. Yes. Whatever you're going to do from now on is covered. Yes. But you don't go out there and know you're covered. You just act like you were sinning. You ain't been sinning. You're covered in the blood. You ain't going to make some mistakes.
Yes, you are. Repent. Thank you, Jesus.
The church never deal with that.
Hallelujah.
I noticed that. When I got to this text, I began to question it all. I said, why? You should read it again.
All right.
Read it again? You should read it again.
I'm writing.
He said, but Lord, you should read it again. He said, your sins have already been paid for.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The veil in the temple was torn.
Hallelujah.
From top to bottom.
Yes.
Access was restored.
All right now.
The separation was removed.
Yes.
Jesus didn't make a down payment.
All right.
He didn't leave a balance due.
All right.
He didn't say, I did my part. Now you finish it. Salvation is not Jesus' work. It's Jesus, period. Paul with a price. Now we belong to him. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says,
right.
You are bought with a price.
Therefore,
glorify God in your body and in your spirit,
yes,
which are God's.
Yes.
When Jesus paid it off, ownership changed. The devil has.
Yes,
God took it out of the way. Get it.
Thank
you, Lord. Yes. Give me that machine, honey. Give me that. Give me that money. Give me that coin. Get it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Give it back to him. Take it out of your hand.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Identity changed. Anybody still feel the new one here?
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I never felt like this in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
How can I still feel? Brand new than 4 years ago.
Hallelujah.
I still feel like I'm a change. And it's new.
Hallelujah.
Identity change.
Yes, yes.
I'm not that old Jeff like I used to be.
All right.
Have a new identity. Destiny change. He changed our destiny.
Yes.
We were on our way to hell. He snatched us back from hell.
Yeah.
Give me Charlene. Give him back. Come on, get a little bit too close. I gotta get to him. No, you can't have him. He at the door with hell in. He comes to get away from this door.
All right.
Hallelujah.
My job.
That's right. Hallelujah.
He can't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We don't belong to sin any
more.
More.
Thank you.
We don't belong to the enemy any more.
Yes.
We belong to Jesus.
Yes.
That means my life is not my own.
Hallelujah.
My body is not my own.
Yes.
You can't do what you want to do with your body.
You better know.
Since you're trying to. Come on, it's your thing. Do what you want to do.
You can't.
I can't tell you who to suck
it. All right.
He don't tell you who to suck it.
Amen.
But leave that thing alone.
Well.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You bought with a price.
Yes.
He just ain't going to give up on you just like that. When he don't give up, you give up.
That's it. You don't
see
money.
He's standing waiting there.
Yeah.
No, don't go that way.
Yeah.
Don't go that direction. Amen. That's not for you. Don't take your body and just do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
My future is not my own.
Amen.
You may got to praise.
Hallelujah.
You got to praise. Hallelujah. 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 My future is not my own. My future belongs in His hand. He got no future in that. And yeah, look, in the good right now. In the good today, you got a future. I was purchased not to be enslaved, but to be free. Grace doesn't give us permission to sin.
Amen. You better know it, God.
Grace gives us power to live holy. And how you live holy, you live the best way that you know how. You give all what you got. But don't use that as a cloak to just go and sin.
God forbid. Hallelujah.
Can't do that.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how many times you fall.
Hallelujah. Repent. 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 Hallelujah.
Let me tell y'all something.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had it so bad when I came home. God saved. I could remember. It was a Tuesday night, the holy session. Mm-hmm. The teacher was up teaching. Mm-hmm. I had been there 6 months, sitting way in the back. Always this bad. And I said, what do you do to be saved? I asked the teacher in the middle class. He said, all you gotta do is come up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the other word. Don't go, wait till Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
Then I heard the other voice that goes out. Yeah. I went then. Mm-hmm. And from that day, my life has never, mm-hmm, ever been.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're going to mess up.
Yes, we are.
Get up. Still repent and keep moving. Because, mm-hmm, be honest with you, now you know there's under the blood what you're doing, but you still got to do what you need to do to cover it. Let God know. You said, now I had it so bad. I was messing up so bad because didn't know church. Teach me not to learn how to keep myself. Uh oh.
Okay, tell the truth.
I love this church. I would never down this church. Not this church, you got to go ahead and a lot of other churches. They don't teach you. Or give you pointers on what you should do to avoid them women when that's all you had all your life.
All right.
Right.
Hallelujah.
So I had two jobs. I was working downtown supervisor, first in American Family Institute. And then I messed around, started working at the courthouse. 5 to 10, a day I had down. I mean, probably Dyson. So we started talking. We used to clean at night and we could do it. And Dyson, he was a true prophet too. We were talking. I told him how things were going from now. My life was in disarray. The first thing he says to me, he said, do you pay your tithe?
All right now.
I said, sometimes. Okay. He said, sometimes. He said, I want to challenge you.
Okay.
He said, I want to challenge you. Pay your tithes and don't miss.
All right now.
All these years later, I see what he was doing because God can't rebuke you, Devar, for your sake.
All
if
right.
You don't honor him, what he's asking you to do. You don't. Now, I'm just saying.
Amen.
You can pay him if you do what you want. That's up to you. Pay that in your tithes. God is not me.
Yes,
God. When it comes down to money, I'm playing with y'all. Y'all know me right now.
Okay.
Ain't hooked up with this money trip.
Nope.
But I'll tell y'all, since Valentine's Day was the other day, if y'all want to bless me, just get in that line and start blessing me for Valentine's Day. I'll accept that.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
God.
Oh. What?
Jesus doesn't
work.
Teach you how to stay away from
them.
Right.
$100 line. How shall we respond to such a
price? All right.
I'm going to with gratitude.
All right.
We don't worship casually when we understand the cost. We surrender. If he paid it all, he deserves it all.
You better know.
With obedience, not to earn salvation, but because we are already have it.
Yeah.
with proclamation. Proclamation. A paid for gospel must be preached to an unpaid sinner.
All right now.
Jesus paid, but I couldn't pay.
Amen.
Jesus bore, but I couldn't bear.
Yes.
Jesus finished, but I couldn't finish.
Yes.
And now I stand redeemed, forgiven, restored, and free.
Amen.
Because Jesus paid all the ultimate price.
Yes.
If you're here today carrying guilt, shame, or distance from God, here it is. The price has already been paid. Come on, give God some praise. Now, if you're here in the house today, and your sins are not been forgiven, you can come now.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is your
call. Yes, it is.
Walk out
that door.
I can't leave here for now. I got to remember not to tell us the
letter. That's why I mean,
the altar call.
Yes, yes.
We need to make one every Sunday.
Yes, yes.
Because you don't know who heart God is going to touch. Even before they got in the house.
Yes.
We got the offer.
Yes.
Salvation.
Amen.
Those that don't have it.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I have discharged my duty.
All right.
Can you stand?
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.